Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, let's get this phone party started.
The Nico Show presents Phony Baloney.
Zachary thought it'd be funny to put a BMW sticker on a Hyundai.
That is kind of funny, actually.
No, it's not. And I'm going to tell him why.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Zachary, please?
Yes, this is him.
Hello, Zachary. This is Buford Trubuchet calling from the Department of Motor Vehicles. Do you have a moment, sir?
Sure, what's going on?
Well, it seems that your car was reported to be illegal on the street. We had an officer report that the badge on the vehicle had a BMW logo, and yet the actual make and model are a Hyundai Sonata.
Excuse me, sir.
This is not a joking matter.
No, I understand, sir. What was the charge again?
Falsely identifying a vehicle under pretenses used on public roadways?
All right, look, I do drive a Hyundai Sonata. I do have a Pavilion Motor Works sticker on the car, okay?
Excuse me?
It's merely a joke.
It seems that you find this to be funny. Do you know how alarming this could be to falsely represent a vehicle on public motorways?
I'm sorry, I wasn't aware that was against the law.
Yes, it is. It is punishable by a fine if I find you guilty of this charge. You could essentially use the vehicle in a bank robbery getaway, and an eyewitness could perceive it as a BMW, when in actuality, it is a Hyundai Sonata, sir. Listen, this is not a joke, sir. We need you to remove the insignia immediately, or you will be facing a fine for this most deceptive criminal offense.
Well, wait a minute. First of all, I've had the sticker on there for quite some time. It's merely a joke because I drive the Sonata. I don't see anything wrong here. I haven't been pulled over. This is the first I've known. Did you guys send me a letter?
Normally we would, but because of the severe nature of this offense, we have reached straight out to the source.
This is preposterous. I just want to know how I can rectify this.
Well, you could start by stop trying to fake the funk and remove it now or pay the price, Zach.
Oh, this is hilarious. I'm serious. Who put you up to this?
Your girlfriend, Christy, put you up to it. It's all phony baloney. It's a prank phone call.
Oh, man. I tell you what. You guys are hilarious. That was, oh, my gosh. You had me in the beginning. I was very nervous.
Well, listen, all right? Take that egregious offense off your vehicle immediately.
I appreciate it, guys. I'll do my best to take the sticker off, I promise.
All right. Thank you, Zach. And no robbing banks or anything like that either.
That's right. We don't want to do that. No problem. Thank you, guys. Have a great week.
Give me the
phony baloney on the Nico Show.